the shadows deep, but oh, the shepherd guards his lonely sheep, and through the gloom
Come on. Hallelujah. Do you know that he went and watched us? That's why I have to trust him. I have to trust him. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
oh, how precious,
oh, how precious, broken. Strong hold of broken. When I call his name, I know him as a healer. I know him as a doctor. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Can't nobody do me like. Can't nobody hold me like. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The reason why we can praise him. The reason why we can call him. He's born in a manger. Jesus, Jesus. Mary's baby, born in a manger. Mary's baby, born in a manger. He died, he died, he died, he died. But I can sing, I can pray, I can call him when I need him. Because he got up, he got up, he got up, he got up. My Redeemer, my Savior, my Deliverer, my Healer. He's what you need him to be. He's what you need him to be. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. He's been good to me, better than me, than I've been to myself. Jesus, Jesus, my lily of the valley, my bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh,
I believe this choir has already introduced this preacher. It is an honor and a personal privilege to introduce and present the speaker, the word bearer for this hour and this occasion. I've had the benefit to get to know him first through his son, biological son, who is an adjunct professor at our college, but mainly through my brother beloved, the Reverend Dr. Nathan Robertson. This preacher is no stranger to this community. He's well known throughout the state of Texas, in fact, throughout the nation and the world. He has a lot of accolades that I could share with you, lengthy credentials that I can share with you. But I'm not going to do that, because it really doesn't matter what I say. You're going to form your own opinion anyway. So, someone asked the question, how do you introduce a lion? And the response was, you get out of the way and let him roar. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church of Austin, Texas, the Reverend Dr. B.W. McClendon. Hear him roar.
Eternal God, our Father, we come in the matchless, majestic, miracle-working name of Jesus. We come, our Father, now as we celebrate this glorious occasion that was predestined before the foundation of the world. The Dr. Nathan Robertson will be pastor of the Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. And our Father, we pray for he and his wife and his children and grandson, and pray for the Ebenezer Church as we stand on the tiptoes of anticipation to see what God is going to do through him as the people of God follow him as he follows Christ. Take your servant for these short minutes, because preaching is not in me, it's done through me. When you shall have finished moving and touching, as only you have the power to move and touch, we'll give you all of the praise. Give you all of the glory. We bind every spirit of the enemy that will come against us, and we plead the blood of Jesus now. Take your servant and bless your people. And when you shall have finished moving and touching, as only you have the power to move and touch, we'll give you all the praise and we'll give you all of the glory. For we ask it in the strong name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. And all those who love the Lord say, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. To our presider and to Dr. Robertson, behind every great man, there stands a great woman, and that is his mother. Amen. Good to see sister. And beside every great man, there stands a great woman, and that is his wife. Amen. And in the pocketbook of every great man, that's his daughters. And thank the Lord for them. Amen. Protocol already been established. We've had a great, I was just looking around for my wife. I didn't know if she came in. She had to catch Uber over here. And I was, she said she was in the overflow. So be praying for her. Good looking for her. And thank God for all of St. James. Thank God for a part of this. Our St. James Mass Choir. Sunday afternoon. Some people ain't gonna go across the street. Amen. But I just want to thank God for you all and our members who are here. I want to recognize you all. Thank the Lord for every member of St. James, all of our officers and our deacons and elders and all of you who are here. The time is far spent, so I know you're tired, and but if you would give me about just 2 hours, that's all. That's all. If I'm not finished by 7:30, then I'll turn the lights off. Y'all go home, man. Well, amen. That's all I mean. Amen. No rush. Oh well, amen. I see some of y'all serious. Let me get on to the text. I see. That's how some of y'all are going to be. All right, listen. I just want to lift up the theme, because when I met Dr. Robinson, I met him. I've been here now. Next Sunday, I'll celebrate 32 years at St. James. And amen. And I met Dr. Robinson. I think I'd been here maybe 2 or 3 years. And he was going to Austin Presbyterian, and met him, been known. And when he came over to the church, talking about he just came to sit down. I said, no way, Jose. Amen. You're not coming over here. See, St. James know that when I die, and I'm hoping it's not today, but I'm not planning on dying from overwork or over worry. And I told him coming, he's being there just like having LeBron James. You're not going to be on no bench. You're going to be in the game. And so I want to thank the Lord for him. Our moderator and all of our pastors from St. James and all of you, our deacons and elders. Just this scripture that is the theme scripture, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 19 will capture our attention just for a few moments here. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 19. Thank you, Dr. Ford, for not taking all that time to introduce me. But if you had done it, I would have said, go on. But okay, I didn't have to. But thank you. Thank you. Look what Isaiah said. God says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Grass withereth, flower faded, but the word of our God stand for ever. I just want to briefly type this text. I want to talk about God is doing a new thing. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God is doing a new thing. Yeah, yes. Thank you. You see, change is hard. And change is very, very difficult for most people. The old philosophy that says, if it's not broken, leave it alone. Because change is hard. If you don't believe me, talk to the CEO of Cracker Barrel. She found out the hard way. You leave some things alone. And change is difficult. Dr. Spencer Johnson, in his book, old book came out in 1998, Who Moved My Cheese? And Dr. Johnson talked about the story of two mice and two little people who were navigating the maze in trying to find cheese. They cheese symbolized success and happiness. And you can look around you and see that everybody don't want change. And we live in a world, in a society that some of the white supremacists still would prefer us going to the back door. And because everybody don't like change. Some people feel like, you got to ask the question, do I want change? A lot of people prefer to keep it the way it is. We've been doing it like this for years and years. I haven't said amen in church since 55. And I don't see no reason why to start now. I've been sitting in the same seat since Dr. Griffin was here. And I'll be doggone if I'm gonna move. Change. But I want to know today, if you want change, we serve a God of change. Isaiah spoke to the people of God when they were in exile from bondage, and God is reminding them and us that I am a God of change. It doesn't matter the precocious and regardless of what paradigm you're in. Good news. God can change. Now it's difficult. I know that those at Ebenezer, they still don't want change. But we serve a God of change. You see, if you don't change, you're gonna die. And a whole lot of our churches are dying while the liquor store is doing big business. Because a lot of church folk don't want to change. Well, it's right here, just a couple things. First of all, God promises a renewal. He said, behold, pay attention. God wants his people to lift up their eyes in the midst of despair. And we are living in some very despairing times. We are living, seem like those of us who are check getting age, we never thought we'd see this kind of craziness in our nation. And many people are discouraged. Our God was speaking to Isaiah and Israel. He reminds them that I am the God of creation. When you get a chance, read all the verse. One, talk about he's the God of creation. I live in Austin, but I still believe in a creator of God. I don't believe in evolution. And I tell St. James all the time, if you believe in evolution, the next time I'm at the zoo, I'll say hello to your cousins. But I believe God created everything. And then verse 3, he talks about the Lord, he is the one who loves them. Amen. Yeah, reminding Israel that God loves. Our theme at St. James, if God is in love with you, no matter what. And we serve a God who loves us. Whether you go to church or not, whether you are saved or not, whether you are gay, straight, transgender, Republican, Democrat, independent, God loves you. You got to get that in your spirit, man, that God is in love with you. And then he talks about verse 14. He tells them about their Redeemer, the one who redeemed them from bondage. And then verse 15, he tells them about that he is the Holy One, our God. See, worship is to remind us of who we are and whose we are. That's what we do when we come to worship. We worship in mind for the fact of what God has done. Dr. Joseph Johnson, his book Proclamation Theology, said the reason why black folks survived slavery and Jim Crow hills was because on Sunday morning they put on their Sunday go to meeting clothes and went to the old church house and heard the old preacher preach, and they had faith that God was going to see them through. See, if anybody's shouting, it's those of us over 70. Amen, amen. These young chaps, they don't know, but those of us over 70, we know God did it. We haven't always been all fat, fine, and fluffy, and God reminds them that everything you have, I gave it to you. God reminds us that we can become preoccupied with his blessings and forget to bless him. You may not shout every Sunday, but at least once a year you ought to say hallelujah. You may not, but every now and then, we ought to remember what God has done. That's the prelude. He told them that. And then in verse 18, he says, forget about it. Sound like a attack. Forget about it. Amen. In verse 18, God said, forget about your past. Secondly, talk about God's time. You see, if we get too hung up in the past, we lose sight of what God is trying to do now. That's all some churches talk about, the good old days. Yeah, back in the, back yonder, oh boy. But that was then. This is now. And God want to do a new thing today. Thank God and celebrate your illustrious and dynamic history. But don't get trapped in the tragic traps of tradition. God said, I want to do a new thing. He said, now is the time for it to spring forth. God works is not in a distance. It's right now. The spiritual renewal that God is saying, he's saying, I want to do it now. Don't get all caught up. And so you spend more time looking back. But God is saying, listen, I got some new stuff for Ebenezer right now. Not only if I'm giving you a new pastor, I want to give you something fresh off the altar of my heart. It's God's time. And this God is the one, he's the only one that's able to do it. See, legislation won't do it. I don't care who's in the White House. Amen. I don't care who's the governor. Man, legislation won't do it. Can't do it. Because man has a heart problem. The heart of the problem is man's heart problem. And God is saying that if you can believe, I can work all kinds of miracles. He said, in my time, I'm going to spring it forth. You don't have to. I tell St. James all the time, Dr. Horton, some of the drip-dried looking people in the world are Christians. So many look like We're the cruise directors for the Titanic, you know, like. But God is saying, if you have faith, if you can believe, he said, faith will help you to see what I'm going to do. It seemed to be impossible. He said, I'm going to spring it forth in the wilderness. Your marriage may be dead, but God can give you new life. Amen. Your marriage may be dead, but God want to give you a new life. Your walk with Christ may be, you feel dead, but God want to give you a new life. He said, I want to spring it forth. If you want it, I can give it to you. If you don't want, don't. I get tired of people when I act like God have stopped moving, but God is moving in his time. And he only moves for those who want him to move. A lot of these folks, I'll stop listening to all these people of pessimism and doom talking about the church is dead. The church is not dead. You may be dead, but the church of the living God is not dead. See, because he told Peter, up on this rock build my church, and the gates of hell shall not. In his time, he's going to spring forth. And then look at verse 19. See, he said, God's provision in hard places, in the wilderness, in the area of confusion, area of wandering, lacking direction, in the area of desert, barrenness, hopelessness. God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing. Our young people are committing suicide because many of them have stopped believing in God. Many of you are going back to drinking because you have stopped believing in the power of God. He said God promises that not only deliverance, but provision, he will do it for his glory. Well, hallelujah. Pat, not only for he promised deliverance. See, people not going to get delivered unless Jesus do it. Yes, sir. That's why all of us are ex-something. And I'm just about finished. All of us are ex-something. But it took Jesus. Some of y'all used to be drunk this time on Sunday. Especially Cowboys lost. You just be drunk. but God turned that thing around. He promises in the wilderness a permanent place. God gonna make it rain in the wilderness. And that's good news for somebody today. I know things are rough, but keep looking to God. God is the one who promises that I will do a new thing. That's why I don't worry about people, because people don't control my life. God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing if you want it. He demonstrated it. Israel at the Red Sea. God's power was on display. Too much water to drink. Pharaoh army behind. Mountains on both sides. But God did a new thing. He created Interstate 35. Right down through the middle of the Red Sea. He can do a new thing. He provided manna in the wilderness. He can do a new thing. Abraham 100, Sarah 90, and God told her that you gonna have a child, and my sanctified imagination works with me. They got home that night and got in the bed, and Abraham touched Sarah. And she said, boy, what do you want? He said, you know what God said. He gonna do a new thing. And 9 months later, little Isaac was born. He can do a new thing. I'm in my seat, but on Calvary, he did a new thing. On Calvary, he hung, bled, and died. On Calvary, that shook and rocked like a drunk man. On Calvary, a soldier said, surely must be the Son of God. Took him off that cross, laid him in a borrowed tomb. But hallelujah, the reason why we can still shout for joy, the reason why he's still doing a new thing, he stayed in the grave on Friday night, stayed in the grave all day Saturday night. But the reason why we can jump for joy is that early Sunday morning, he rose from the dead with all power in his hand. Power in his hand. He can do a new thing. Give your neighbor a high five and say, he can do a new thing. I want a new thing. Touch me, new thing. Touch me. You won't walk the same way. You won't talk the same way. New thing. Hey. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Won't he do it? Somebody say yeah. Won't he do it? Say yeah. 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 Yeah, he will.
God's doing a new thing. Past is great, but you can't let it drag you down. Just use it as a foundation to lift you up to what it is God would have you do. And we have to look at what change means. Change means I've seen my life and I know that it's not what God would have it to be. I can look at change and say it intimidates me. Scares me to death, but you know what? Until you face the fact that you need that change, you'll never come to Christ. So when you're saying at this time, please examine yourself. If you need changing in life, if you feel that there's something that's going on that shouldn't be, ask the Lord to take it out. Come to Christ while you can. Today is not, tomorrow is not promised to anybody. So we have to look at what's going on. I mean, Jesus said things must change. Jesus was buried in an Airbnb. He said, I'm going to rent this thing for 2 days and 2 nights. And then I'm out of here. So we can't stay chained up to those things that are dragging us down. So I'm asking you today, if you want to bring your life to Christ, come on down. There are those who have tried it and those of us who like it. And so we're saying now that God is in the changing business. Come down and give your life. We invite you to join with the family of God here at Ebenezer, but if not, we'll find you a church home. Christ is there too. Is there one who will come? One who will give your life to Christ at this time? You may be thinking about it. You may be praying about it. As long as you're looking forward to it, you're not going back. Thank you, Lord.
And knowing Jesus, He will pick you up and turn your life around. You need to know.
Joining us virtually, if you'd like for someone to reach out to you, put your name in chat. We'll be glad to let you know what it's all about. No one has come today, but the cross still stands. Thank you so much for being with us today. I'd like to say that we're looking forward to seeing you at the reception after this service is over. Thank you for worshiping with us. Thank you for lifting up the Lord. And thank you for the support and love that you have shown by being here for our pastor. Bless you all. And now we enter into our inaugural investiture. We've learned how to say it by now. Okay. So I'm asking Ebenezer members to stand and Pastor Robertson. This is our call to covenant between pastor and people. Proclaim with me, we, the members of Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, affirm our call to ministry in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. The officers and members of Ebenezer have called the Reverend Dr. Nathan J. Robertson, Jr. to serve as our pastor and teacher. We now publicly enter into a covenant of mutual support with him for the work of Christ in the world. Do you, Pastor Robertson, accept the call of this congregation to be its pastor and teacher? Do you promise to guide us in our worship, to instruct us in our learning, to sustain us in our suffering, to share with us in all our joys, challenge us in our deliberations, and abide with us in our frailties? If so, say.
I accept the call to Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, and I do so promise.
With the help of God.
With the help of God.
Thank you. Do you, Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, affirm your call of the Reverend Dr. Nathan J. Robertson, Jr. to be your pastor and teacher? Do you promise to support him with your prayers, presence, and participation during his ministry among us? Do you promise to provide for his needs and welfare? Do you promise to join him in the ministry of Christ in this world? If so, please respond. We affirm our call to Reverend Dr. Nathan J. Robertson, Jr. to be our pastor and teacher. With God's help, we do. You may be seated.
Good evening. I'm going to invite Pastor Robertson to please stand. Pastor Robertson, for this significant moment in the life of the Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, I will present five statements to you, and your response, if you agree, will be, I do. With God is my strength. Pastor Robertson, as an ambassador of Christ, do you commit to teach and preach the pure doctrine of God's uncompromising word, administer the sacraments according to Christ's institution, instruct the young in the way of salvation, counsel the inquiring, strengthen the weak, seek the lost, and reclaim the straying, comfort the sorrowing, care for the needy, visit the sick, minister to the dying, and pray for the spiritual welfare of every soul under your care?
I do, with the help of God.
Pastor Robertson, do you acknowledge and accept your responsibility to devote yourself to the meditation and study of the scriptures and carry out your duties in conformity with the word of God?
I do, with the help of God.
Do you promise to be an example to others in godliness and Christian living, putting no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that the ministry will not be discredited?
I do, with the help of God.
Do you dedicate yourself to set your heart on being an overseer, above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money, to manage your own household well and see that your children are obedient according to the trustworthy saying of the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
I do, with the help of God.
And finally, do you commit to preach the word in season and out of season, to correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, and be faithful in all duties of your ministry?
I do, with the help of God.
Congratulations, my friend. God bless you.
The charge to the church. The church is a body of baptized believers. Based on the Greek word ecclesia, which refers to the assembly or gathering, they have the power to bring people to the consciousness of God and the world to come. It's founded in Jesus' teachings. Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, we want to leave a thought with you as a charge. This is God's gift to Ebenezer Third Baptist. I happen to know your gift, and your gift is grounded in the Word of God. And I want to say to you something to keep in your mind. It's a passage of scripture that most of us know by heart. And what I'm saying to you is that you need to keep it in mind as you reference the gift that God has given you. He did not have to give you what he gave. I know him to be a great, I didn't say a good one, he's a great teacher, preacher. And we need that in times like these. He's not perfect, but he is perfect for you. Amen, Ebenezer. Why is he perfect for you? Because he is God's gift to you. One thing that I know, when God gives you a gift, that gift ought to be cherished. That gift ought to be loved. That familiar passage of scripture, John 3:16, it mentions two things that I want you to remember. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Two things. God loves and God gives. Why did he give to you? Because he loves. In spite of you, he loves. In spite of your thoughts, he loves. In spite of those that didn't vote for him, he loves. God loves and gives pastors according to his own heart. Those of you that voted for him, you thought you were doing something, but really God had your heart in his hand. So God has granted you a gift. You need to cherish your gift. He loves and he gives according to his own heart. Stand again, Ebenezer. Stand again, wherever you are. And I'm going to make a statement, and I just want you to say amen if you agree, and sit down. And if you don't agree, I want you to keep standing so he can look around and see where he got to do. We, the members of the Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, agree to follow the leadership and the guidance of Pastor Nathan James Robertson, Jr., as he gives leadership to Ebenezer as guided by God. If you can agree, say amen and sit down. All right, everybody sit down. That means you don't want nobody to know. Amen. God bless you.
God is in control. I don't care what we have to go through and deal with God on our side, we will make it somehow. Amen. Ebenezer, you will continue to make it. Dr. Robertson, family, your leadership Y'all going to mesh together and you're going to make it. It's a God thing. It took some months, but it was a what? A God thing. So remember that. It's a God thing. And you're in it for the long haul. Amen. You know, in the Baptist church, pastors stay a long time. So that's what I'm saying. A long haul. All right. Methodists, we go year to year. We do. You see, I'm out of there, don't you? Y'all in it for the long haul. It's a God thing. To God be the glory is my prayer of consecration. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen.
As Pastor Mays comes, I'd like for every pastor, current and retired, to please stand. The community of pastors assembled here today.
In the name of our Lord Christ Jesus, we do hereby declare that you, Reverend Dr. Nathan J. Robertson, Jr., are duly installed as pastor of Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. We commend you to the grace of God as you carry out your ministry. In token thereof, we give to you the right hand of fellowship and welcome you into this community. Shall we pray? Dear Lord our God, from the very beginning, you've been building and growing community. Community of servants, community of believers, a community of congregations, for you want all the world to be impacted by your good news. You didn't want it to just stay in Jerusalem. You established community in Samaria, in Judea, and you're still working to the uttermost part of the earth. You're building community here in Austin, Texas, Travis County, this state and this nation. And so we say now to our dear brother, we extend to you this right hand of fellowship, making you welcome, an asset and responsibility that belongs unto you. And if we ever may be able to help you, we're available. If we may ever be able to just be present with you, we are available. We declare now, symbolically, this right hand of fellowship, thank you for saying yes to being used of the Lord. God bless you.
We'd like to get a visual of all the pastors. So as Pastor Mays offers the right hand of fellowship, would you please stand, come this way, and assemble on that side so we can get a picture when you finish, all pastors. proud of. Our community of pastors, God blessed and God appointed. I would like to take a picture with my pastor, so all ministers who are not pastors, please come and let us take a photograph. I'm coming. Thank you. God has called us to word and proclamation. Thank you for honoring those who have received the call to be ministers. We all started somewhere, and that call was very important to us. Sometimes we didn't answer right away, but we still respect the call. And now we will hear a response from our pastor.
Thank you. Thank you. First, giving all praises to God for this blessing from Him. We're indeed grateful to all who share with me both the burden and the blessing of ministry. We thank God for our own Reverend Dr. Janice Bryant. Amen. Presiding. Thank God for our pastor and that inaugural address. Amen. He said, look, Jesus, the Bible said, behold, look, see, I am doing. He's already doing it. And he's telling us to look. And so we thank God for that word. We thank God for each and every one of these men of God that have shared with us in the labor, in the pulpit, in this program. We're indeed grateful to each and every one of you. We thank God for the St. James Music Ministry. Amen. To have between Claudia and Pastor, he almost got a shout out of me. And we do thank them, and we thank God for the ushers that served on the day. I know they've had a busy day, and so we thank God for them. We thank God for each and every one of you that is present today. One of the things I'm most grateful to for God, I didn't know how he was going to work it out, but that he allowed me to still pastor in Austin. And what that means is Ebenezer gained a pastor, but Mom didn't lose her son. You know, my sister and brother didn't lose their sibling. St. John didn't lose a co-laborer. The community of Austin didn't lose a citizen. You know, this is, you know, where I was born. This is where I was raised and reared. This is where I was challenged. And from here, from this pulpit, from this sacred desk, from the men of God that went on before me, they too challenged me. I understand the legacy, and I feel the weight of the legacy of Ebenezer. I know L.L. Campbell and Anderson and Griffin and Swisher and Freeman, Williams, we knew these guys and interacted with them, and we know the importance. And so we look forward to the Lord continuing what he's been doing. Amen. the train been moving. I'm just getting in front of it. The old ship of Zion is still sailing. God just allowed me to get behind where the captain's hat. We do want to express our appreciation to our inaugural investiture steering committee. Amen. We thank God for Chris Schoaf. Stand up, Chris. Give people. Amen. If you ever work with me, you know I just like to give out a whole lot of ideas with very little details. You work it out. You figure it out. You pray about it. Ask the Lord. But I thank God for her. She hung in there when we talked. I was like, you okay? Don't panic. Don't worry. It'll be all right. And she did a beautiful, beautiful job. And we thank her. And we're ever mindful that it's not a one-man show. God does not call us to be soloists. He called us to be in community. He called us to be a body of Christ. So when one hurt, we all hurt. And when one succeed, we all succeed. And so we're grateful for all of those who have served to make this program a success. We thank God for those who continue, Ebenezer, to continue to serve with us. It is the Lord's work. Amen. And we're all just passing through. And grateful for the opportunity to grow and to serve and to learn. And as Pastor Griffin would say, to pursue praiseworthy goals. And for that, I am indeed grateful. I love you. I appreciate you. Pray for me as I pray for you. May God bless you and may God keep you today. Now, I want to appreciate my family. That was the pastoral response. I do thank God for my beautiful wife. We're going to have her stand. My forever Valentine, my Evangeline. We thank God for her. We thank God for my daughters. Amen. My beautiful daughter, beautiful young lady. We're going to have them to stand. Amen. It's always a blessing to see their mother hard work pay off in their lives. I see her efforts in their lives, and so I'm grateful. And my grandson, Marvin. Woo! Amen. He hung hanging in there. He had a three-piece suit with a flower on it. Now he just got a two-piece with no flower. He's hanging in there. And we're definitely grateful for Mom. We're going to Mom wave. You can stand. And our stepfather, Elder Harden. And my brother, Minister Hewlett Robinson, and his wife, Talia Adams, stand. To Ebenezer, my brother got more of a Rodney Swisher spirit than I do. So if you can imagine that, he got like tenfold more of that Rodney Swisher, and I just learned it from him, that spirit of service that Rodney. My beloved sister, gonna have her to stand. She's happy that she didn't lose her hand in the garden. She's like, you see? And we want to thank God. This is Ford's wife sitting in the family section today. You have her to stand. This is our friend from Dallas. They've been with us through the ups and downs, the good and the bad, and they have been friends to us. And for that, we are indeed grateful. Amen. All hearts and minds. All hearts and minds clear. And my family over here. Who had this time? My family just stand up. All the good looking people. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else?
and my classmates want to thank my those that went to elementary with me. They go to St. James. I want to thank St. James. Pastor St. James, I want to thank you. Amen. We do thank all of you. It was there I went from hurting to healing. You demonstrated, St. James demonstrated what they talk about when they say God loves you. They showed that in my life, and for that, St. James, I am forever, forever, forever grateful. Amen. Amen. Huh? No. LBJ. LBJ. Oh, we got some Jags in there. I got some Jags in there. Sick'em Jags. We got some Sick'em Jags. Got some Raiders in the house, but we ain't gonna have them do nothing. Put some Raiders. Yeah. We gonna recognize the Raiders. We gonna recognize them. Bless the food. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, please remain seated for the benediction. I think we're going to have to exit out first, and so please be seated for the postlude. So follow the recession, there will be a musical postlude, so please wait for that. If nothing else, let us pray. Gracious Father, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for showing us your signature. Thank you for letting us see your hands. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for showing us what you're doing. We know that you are doing a new thing, and we just want to be a part of it. And so we ask that you use us. And if you find anything contrary to your will, remove it from us so that we may be the servants that you're looking for in the last and evil days. We pray right now for every church that it stands represented in your name. We pray that you bless every pastor that's preaching your gospel. We pray that you bless every minister that is being an effective witness in the world today. We pray right now, dear Heavenly Father, that you bless every home, bless every house, bless every finance, every budget. Bless us with traveling grace, those that will be traveling far, far away. We pray that you will be with them. Lead them and guide them. Direct us, dear Heavenly Father. Order our steps according to your word, and we will be grateful. And now we ask for the sweet communion of your Holy Spirit. As we make ready to leave this sacred space, we ask that you will strengthen us and keep us, watch over us and lead us and guide us henceforth and forever. And let us all sing together. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
We'd like for the family to leave, followed by our program clergy on the dais. And after that, you'll be dismissed. Family, and all those you've got too, Pastor. Life Center next door.